on your side, but as well as ours too. So just so you know that I don't just not I'm not speaking for the applicant, but I am speaking in the situation that there probably hasn't been a situation on purpose that's prevented you from having knowledge on that part during this process. But moving forward, we are in a new variance at this point where the applicant is looking for a compromise and looking for a way to have a resolution. So speaking for your community, here we are today at that situation. Do you feel that there is room for compromise? Because I think that's where they're at now.
Yes, and I understand that, but let me add one more little point. I'm a little bit concerned because, let me see if I got my notes here. I had talked to the Planning Commission and requested a phone call with Cody. He finally called me on Monday the 27th, and I asked him, he said nothing, no hearing had been scheduled, nothing. And that afternoon in my mailbox, I got this hearing. It's very frustrating that I don't understand that.
Yeah. Well, and again, even down to the wire of tonight, we're receiving documents on this, trying to find a resolution. So in these situations, they're unique. Okay. And again, so just, again, not to try to speak in favor of either party, there is a situation where we're looking for compromise, but also a lot of it is last minute.
Okay. So that's just because I did request, you know, from the clerk, and all I got was one piece of paper, you know, trying to get information so we get.
What kind of information were you looking for?
Anything that pertained to this hearing.
Gotcha.
Like the last hearing, we got several pages. This hearing, all I got was the application.
Gotcha. Okay. So, again, moving forward, some of this can either go out of our hands or in our hands, depending on where this tonight lies, obviously. So I think it's one of those things where at some point there's going to be a settlement or a resolution. So I think it would be our question to you is, speaking for your board, that when we're discussing this variance, are you saying you're opposed to a compromise based on this variance?
I'm opposed to a 15-foot, yes, very much so because of where it's at. And I'd like to say that the architect committee is here, all three of them are here, and we've discussed it. It's not that I'm totally opposed, it's just this is a heavily traveled road, and to get the parking, I mean, there's got to be more than just thinking setbacks or whatever. You've got to think, where's the parking going to be if you build a garage? There's just a lot of factors involved here. And so I have one of our board members, he'll speak here in a second, of asking me, we passed a resolution at another board meeting, and I'd like him to read that. Yeah. So, but I appreciate your time.
And the reason I'm asking those two again is sometimes asking these questions allows it to be kind of not that there can always be a win-win.
Yes.
But sometimes there can be a win-win. Because if one side just says absolutely not, nope, no way, not, well, then there's going to be a decision made that you really didn't have any input in. So that's why I'm just asking. So I'm just trying to openly make sure that if you say, hey, I'm not in favor of 15 feet, I understand that. But if there is a compromise where you say, hey, if you're going to have to settle on something, we would like to request these ideas. Well, that might help persuade some things.
And you asked the same question at the last meeting, and I said yes. If you'll remember, it should be in the notes, but thank you for your time.
Perfect. Thanks. All right. Is there anybody else like to speak in opposition to this?
Well, I have more to say, but I think Ronnie said quite a bit. I'm Donna Penny. I'm also on the board and the architectural committee, but I also live right down from that house and around the corner. My daughter also owns property just down from that on Lakeview and plans to build. And so there's two points that make me very concerned about allowing that building to stay right on Lakeview, and it is right on the road. And that is, as Ronnie said, it is a very heavily trafficked road. There's three different trash companies that service the homes in that area. We have quite a few homes in that area, so we have residential traffic. We have a lot of delivery trucks going up and down, but we also have a public boat ramp launch at the end of that road. And so we have large trucks with large boats going up and down that road constantly throughout at least the three seasons and some through the winter as well. So we have it's not a lightly traveled road. It is a narrow county maintained road with no shoulders. So even to date, you know, when you meet a larger vehicle, you have to slow almost to a stop to allow people to to go by. So there is absolutely no, you know, room for parking to edge out onto that road. And then for the undeveloped land, there's two different parcels that are for sale, and then there's my daughter's that are just right there by that. And for them to build and adhere to the setbacks, then you have that house jutted out in front, obstructing their view. And it also obstructs the, you know, there's a reason we have setbacks for the uniformity of the street, as well as for allowing your sewer, and which I'm hoping we'll get someday, the sewer, water, et cetera. With the placement of that house, it really obstructs a lot of people. And if we allow this precedent, then I would say to my daughter, well, hey, you know, go for a see if you can get a variance as well. I don't want to be in that position. I don't want us in the position of constantly having people come and asking for variances. All of a sudden, we have a lot of houses sitting right on the road. It's not good for our neighborhood. It's not good for our community. It's not good for the traffic up and down that road. So it's also, you know, ignorance is no excuse for, you know, ignoring the rules of law. And there is a process for building. And, you know, I just built something on my property. First thing I did was I called the county. I got all of the requirements, found out what they were. I had my property surveyed. The county came out. They reviewed my, you know, where my stakes were placed. They made me move my building, followed the laws of the county, and as well as Oakmont. So I just appreciate it when people do. And, you know, some people choose not to and ask and say, well, we'll ask for forgiveness. And I'm just a little less forgiving on those that proceed and very fast track their builds, which is really what happened in this case. This property went up lickety split, you know, and we did have conversations with the contractors, as well as I think there was some, as board members, we had conversations with Jana Hilt as well. So anyway, that's all I have to say.
Okay, and so my question for you then would be, are you saying that your only compromise is to pick up the house and move it back?
I would say 15 is not enough of a setback. So they're going to have to figure out something to give us more of a setback than 15. I mean, me personally, the board hasn't formally made any decision, but me personally, yes, I would say it needs to be set back further than 15. And that overhang does on that roof really comes way out there. So,
ma'am, as a member of the Architectural Control Committee,
mm-hmm.
what compromise, and our president asked the other gentleman, and we didn't ever get an answer, but as a member of the Architectural Control Committee, what else could be done outside of removing the roof, removing the shed as a compromise? Because there's 16.33 feet between the property line and the surface of that front wall. What other compromise would Oakmont be willing to provide or suggest for consideration outside of lopping off the front of the house?
I think they would have, I don't think we're prepared to say that at this point. You know, we haven't held a meeting and had a vote, so I'm not going to speak for the Architectural Committee. They have not presented us any options or plans from any kind of engineer or from the builder themselves. They've not offered us any alternatives or options.
That's what tonight is. That's what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, but they've not spoken with Oakmont, so from an Oakmont standpoint, we can't make any decisions ourselves until we hear directly from them what they are capable of doing. What they're asking for is to be able to pull off a deck and put their, and I don't think that's enough.
Yeah, and you have a right to speak tonight. I'm not trying to to make any objection towards your speaking. But again, just so we're all clear about tonight, the whole purpose of this is a new variance looking for the compromise to have resolution. So just to be very clear, that is the whole purpose of tonight.
Yeah.
So anybody speaking for or against this project, you have fair voice to what you have to say, and we listen to it from both sides. But again, let's all be very clear that this is to see that is there a compromise? And if so, what does it require from both sides? Because if not, the decision will be made. It'll be made outside of your hands and outside of our hands. So it's
I'm not sure in terms of the actual measurements that were provided, the level of accuracy. They weren't accurate in the first go round with the first variance. I think Ronnie came up with some different measurements than what they presented in terms of where the overhang was on the roof. I think they were going off of the building. So I think it actually requires some. Has the county gone out and measured those at this point?
Yes, there is. If I may, it's within less than 5 feet of what Oakmont's requirements
less than
are.
The
five
overhang.
Mm-hmm.
And
correct.
So by your regulations, it's less than 5 feet. We've been involved with this for a long time and have studied cases, because we just had a project earlier about one that was already built and then asking for forgiveness, not permission. And that drives us
crazy
nuts, because we get more of those than we'd like. And most of the time, it's people that are unaware. You know, they're not trying to pull the wool over eyes. They just don't know. But the situation is, when it goes to court and we try to get that building torn down, because that's what you're dealing with. You're going to take out the concrete. You're going to tear the building down. You can't do anything else. And juries just don't tear the buildings down when it comes down to that.
That's right.
Now, that's just our experience in dealing with this.
And that's why it's important.
So the building is probably, even if we go to court to try to enforce it and would do like you ask and tear the building down, go in with an excavator and remove it, mm-hmm. that probably won't happen in a court of law. A jury will probably not give that verdict. I'm not saying it's never happened. I'm just saying that in the experience that we deal with, they're not going to allow an excavator to go in there and remove that building. So we're looking at trying to compromise to do something to allow the building to stay.
And I would say our comments,
but meet our setbacks, which are more stringent than yours.
Yeah.
And try to everybody get along is what we're trying to do.
And I would say our covenants were developed with that in mind, that we have that we're willing to deal within that 20 to 25, not 15 to 20.
Yep.
And I would say that those covenants are readily available to anyone who wants to build in Oakmont.
Well, I understand
And just because our 5 minutes is up, we're going to move forward. But I will say this, in 100% agreeance, we're in the same position where we feel exactly the same way about the rules, the laws, and what is set forth, or otherwise what would be the purpose.
Yep.
We're 100% in favor of that. But what we're saying here tonight is this is an opportunity for compromise, or we just say it's out of our hands, and then no one has a say other than the court of law.
And let me say this. Regardless of what our decision is, you as Oakmont, if you're not happy with what we decide, or if the builder's not happy with what we decide, the court of law is the place to go.
Oakmont,
if you don't like what we decide, go to circuit court, file suit against the builder. But whenever you do that and you get to a jury, the jury in most cases aren't going to tear that house down. So you're going to end up in the same situation that we're in if, as Oakmont organization, you go to court with them. That's just information that